Hi, come on in. Hey, it's so good to see you again. Just have a seat on the couch. I'm so glad you showed up. I was beginning to think you were avoiding me. It's been a couple weeks since we last hung out, and you weren't answering my messages for a while. Not since I told you about, well, no, it's fine. I get it. It's awkward. But that's what I really want to talk to you about. I have the magic, the sex magic. It's been so surreal the past couple weeks. The things I can sense. I know immediately when a guy is horny or even just erect. I know when he's staring at my tits and when I'm the one arousing them. I feel this energy that. Whoa, wait. Don't leave, please. Come on, we're still friends, aren't we? Look, I'm not mad, I'm not. Friends need to stick by each other. We can help each other. I'm having a little trouble getting my abilities under control, and well, I don't want to practice on just any guy. So I was hoping, you'd let me practice on you. Yeah, I bet it is pretty scary, huh? The idea that any woman can do anything she wants to your penis with just a thought. You're getting so red-faced. Are you embarrassed that I'm talking about your penis? Sorry. Would you prefer I say cock or dick? Hey, stop trying to run away, okay? I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not going to use my powers on you if you don't want me to. I promise. Well, yes, it's true. The magic does let me see into your erotic thoughts. I'm really, really trying not looking into your head. It's a little difficult when you're right in front of me, and I haven't been able to practice my powers enough to shut out a guy's thoughts. Yeah. See, this is why we need to practice, even just a little. Otherwise, the powers just function by themselves. Especially when, well, the guys around us are super horny. Like you are right now. Your erotic thoughts are practically blaring into my mind. You haven't masturbated in a while, right? I can tell. Your sexual tension is sort of humming in my mind. It's telling me you haven't come in quite a while. Yeah, I see. That makes sense. Of course, your mother and sister have the magic too. All women have it. That's really gotta suck for you. Not only can they read your mind like I can, they probably aren't as respectful about it, huh? Especially not your sister. I know how she is. But they won't let you touch yourself when they're at the house with you because they don't want to sense you jacking off. Except one of them is almost always home. And where the hell else are you going to be able to go touch yourself without every woman around sensing it? And worst of all is their arousal auras. They probably don't even realize they're projecting them as much as they are. With our magic, we can project commands to every guy around to get them hard and horny. A lot of women are struggling to get that under control as they gain their abilities. Although, knowing your sister, she probably thinks it's hilarious to just unleash her aura on purpose and wind you up until you're going crazy. But she and your mom won't let you do anything about it. I'm sure the past couple weeks have been a blue ball hell for you. Hey, come on, I'm not saying this to embarrass you. You're my friend and I want to help. And I could use your help. I need to test these powers. And well, I'd rather it be with someone that, you know, I trust. I'd rather it be with you than with some weirdo stranger. I'm really trying to be good here, okay? I'm not like most of the other girls in town. I'm not just throwing out magic hand jobs at guys, at random guys, and not even letting them know it's me. I'm not projecting arousal auras as hard as I can every night just to make guys suffer. Yeah, I know why you're worried. But I'm not mad. Really, I'm a little weirded out. But now that I can see how guys' brains work and all the context of what's in your head, I kind of understand. I'm sorry for all those times we did stuff and I left you hanging. I mean, I knew you wanted me. Obviously, you wanted me. But I kind of just figured that was just you being a guy. Like I didn't know it was more than that. So when we were making out on the couch or in the back of your car, I just thought, oh, I don't know what I thought. I was being dumb and horny too, but I didn't want to commit to anything, you know? I had this idea that actually having sex would ruin our friendship. But we were groping each other all over anyway. So we were already halfway there. It didn't ruin anything at the time. At least I didn't think so. But I can see in your head all the times you jacked off to my selfies. And yes, I can even see the time you snuck into my room and stole a couple of my panties. You sniffed them while you jacked off. I wondered where those pair went. I never suspected it was you. I don't know. Without the magic, I probably would be really freaked out. But I can see it from your perspective now. And while I still don't think you should have done it, I can see this whole thing is confusing and complicated. I know, you're upset. I'm reading your mind, but like I said, it's a little difficult not to when you're sitting there, horny as fuck. The hornier a guy gets, the easier it is to see his thoughts, especially when they're about you. Maybe we can call it even for you stealing my panties. Okay. I'll stop. Water under the bridge. Sorry. So as I was saying, I need to practice my powers so I can get better control of them and not just accidentally read guys' thoughts all the time. And so I can avoid accidentally projecting my arousal aura or accidentally casting a sex spell or something when I wave my hand. You, meanwhile, have about 3 weeks of blue balls that feel like 6 months worth. So I think you see where this is going. Let's go up to my room. My folks aren't home. My brother is off at his girlfriend's house. I'm sure they're doing now what we're about to do. We have plenty of time. So go ahead. Take your clothes off and take a seat on the bed. Well, yeah, of course you should be naked. You shouldn't be so embarrassed. I know we only ever did over the clothes stuff before, but I've still felt you down there. We've seen each other in swimsuits. Besides, I can actually see what your body looks like right beneath your clothes, so you're not exactly protecting your modesty. Yeah, I know these powers are super unfair. Don't worry, though. I'll let you see me, too. In fact, I'll go first. You're right. It is a little embarrassing, even in front of you. I've never bared myself before a guy like this before. Wow. I can sense how attracted to me you are. I can sense your cock twitching. I don't think I'm that good looking, honestly. Of course, it could just be your blue balls talking. Get a guy horny enough, he'll start getting cross-eyed. I'm just kidding. I'm really flattered, and I know you really do want me. Whoa, you're not about to lose it in your pants just seeing me, are you? Oh my god, really? I guess you are more riled up than a boy should be. I'm really trying not to project my arousal aura, but I guess it's leaking out some because I'm so nervous. Sorry, I can't help it yet. Hey, wait, what are you? No! No, darn it. Jeez. Well, now you have to take your clothes off. Wow. That's a hell of a load. You really came a lot. Guess we'll have to wash these before you leave, but... Hey, whoa, no. You can't leave right now. We haven't even gotten started. Please? For me? Please? For you, then? As full as those puppies were, I know that first burst isn't enough to satisfy you. But now that it's out of the way, we can take our time a bit. Yes, come on. Get out of your clothes. I got naked for you. You can get naked for me now. Besides, do you really want to sit there with an enormous jizz stain on your crotch? Okay, good. There, see? It's not so scary, is it? Now I know you probably want to pounce on me and fuck my brains out, but I really need to practice my magic, okay? So I'm going to try to do a few tricks here, and we'll see what we can manage. So first things first, I'm going to try to think a hand job at you. Yeah, I know it's really silly, but I've read up on how this is supposed to work, and, well, let's just try it. Okay, I'm staring at your cock. And you're still fully hard. Not sure if that's my aura keeping you stiff, or if you're still just that pent up. Either way, the longer I stare at it, the more I can see this sort of weird network. Almost like a... God, I can't really explain it. It's like a 3D map in my mind of how your nervous system works. Except it doesn't really look like a nervous system. It's sort of like this weird glowing web. And I think if I concentrate along the strands, I can... Yeah. I think I can see how... Just touch this here and... Ooh, you jumped, and your cock flexed pretty hard. Okay, so that's a pleasure nerve. That replicates a sensation of skin-to-skin touch. Let me just sort of trace a mental finger along there. There. Do you feel my finger? Yeah? Good. Good. Let me try to add more. You should be feeling each of my fingers wrapping around the shaft. I'm holding you firmly now. Stroking you steadily but slowly. Do you feel it? Yeah? This is kind of fun. Let me just sit here a minute, and I can try to vary the firmness and tempo a bit. So, yeah. Sex magic, huh? Really fucking weird. They say it's already spread across the whole of North America. It's already almost all through Europe, and it's spreading throughout the other continents pretty fast. I think soon it really will be every woman who gets these powers. Even still, I wonder how it's going to change things. We're still discovering so much about the magic every day. There's all sorts of crazy things you can do. Bind a guy down, make him float in the air, make him feel things like I'm doing now. Even control his ability to orgasm or touch himself. Now, that's a scary thought, huh? Just imagine every woman who ever got pissed at you or even slightly irritated by something you said just throwing an orgasm block on you. No matter how much you jacked off or had sex, you wouldn't be able to come. And that's just the beginning of what they can do. Of what I can do. Sorry. I guess I shouldn't talk like that. You're spooked enough as it is. But I hope my little phantom hand job feels good. Not too freaky, I hope. Well, how about we add something else then? I practiced sucking on my finger a little bit before you got here. So hopefully I can get this right. There you go. Can you feel my lips brushing against the tip? Can you feel yourself sliding into my mouth in time with the strokes of my hand? Really feels good now, doesn't it? Hey now, stay there, stay seated in my bed. I want to do more spell stuff first. We can touch each other later, I promise. What, don't believe me? Oh, fine. Here. Now you're feeling two hands, my phantom one and my real one. I can stroke you at two different paces, and you're feeling them overlap and cross. Pretty cool, huh? You couldn't do something like this without the magic. You say it's weird, but your cock sure seems to like it. Ready for more? Not yet? Okay. Nope, that's okay. We can stay like this for a little bit longer. Let me just step back, though. There. I was able to leave the impression of my real hand. So now you're feeling two phantom hands and the phantom mouth. This is really cool. You're not about to lose it again already, are you? I hope I'm not going to have to practice orgasm blocks on you. Hey, I was just kidding. Come on. God. You really are scared of this power, huh? Honey, come here. There, there. Wow. We've cuddled before, but it's really different in the nude, huh? Especially when you've got so much stimulation on your cock. I think I could use some stimulation of my own. You want to touch me? Go ahead. I want to feel your fingers in me. Being near you like this, with magic stimulating you, it feels really good. I'm feeling this sort of happy, warm signal from your cock. It's turning me on and making me feel really good. I think if you just touched me, I'd... Oh, yeah. Wow. I'm feeling really sensitive. Is it the magic? Is it the energy I'm getting from you? Okay, next sensation. You choose. What's something you've always wanted to feel? A foot job? I mean, I've never given one. I hadn't even thought about it, but I'm not sure how. Oh, hell, I'll try it. How's that? Do you feel like your cock is trapped between 2 feet? Squeezing and rubbing you? Ah, yes. Yeah. Keep rubbing me there. And I'll rub you. With my thoughts and... Maybe we'll see who comes faster. See if you can outlast me. Oops. Whoa. Jeez, you're hosing down my... No, don't stop. Your orgasm. Oh, God. Oh, it just made me... Oh, fuck, God. Oh, God. Oh, wow, that was intense. I think you coming in made me come. It was like I was absorbing this surge of pleasure from you. That was... Huh? What's wrong? You're acting like you're in pain. Oh, geez, shit. Sorry, I'll stop the sensations. Sorry. Oh, man. I forgot guys get really sensitive right after orgasm. I stopped it. It's okay, just breathe. We both need a break for a minute. So how was that? Feeling a lot better. Feeling a lot less tense. Good, I'm glad. Still pretty weird, huh? That's okay. It's pretty weird to me too, but I think we can learn to really have some fun with this. And if your mom and sister aren't going to let you take care of yourself, well, I'm happy to keep taking care of you. And I hope you'll keep taking care of me. So do you want to keep going or? Yeah, you're right. We probably shouldn't overdo it the first time. Still, I'll be thinking about you tonight. I just hope my thoughts don't travel across town to tease you. I'm just joking. Oh, you look so spooked. But I can tell the part of you likes that idea. For now, let's just get dressed and hang out like we used to. Oh, wait. That's right. Your clothes are full of jizz right now. And so are my bed sheets. Well, I guess I can lend you a robe while I put all this stuff in the washing machine. We can watch a movie until your clothes are ready. Hopefully no other mess has happened in the meantime. You're right. We should just stay naked, just in case.